Hi, everyone. I'm Wolfie D's son. I'm 9 years old. My name is Raiden, and I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, this is Jimmy Street, host of the Live and in Color with Wolfie D podcast. Hear the life and times of professional wrestler Wolfie D, from his time in the territories with PG-13 to his time in WWE, ECW, WCW, TNA, and more. Nothing is off limits, and nothing will be held back. Thanks again for tuning in. Here he is, Wolfie D.
All right, folks, welcome once again to Live and in Color Wolfie D Christmas special. That means that we're pretty good at this, Jimmy. We got a Christmas special. You're doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars, Kiss, I mean, everybody's had one, right?
Yeah. And
I mean,
And Art, we've come up with the idea of what are the top 10 things that you would give a pro wrestler?
Yes, exactly.
I'm excited to see, obviously I know my list. I'm excited to see what yours is. And I just feel like there's going to be no duplicates on this one. Like some of our top 10s, we end up duplicating stuff. I just don't think it's going to be that way today.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm happy about that. You know, I mean, first of all, you know, we wanted to entertain you this week because, you know, we know right now there's still a plate with a half, you know, like half eaten cookies and a half a glass of milk.
Yeah.
You know, so you're doing your part by listening, but just don't make the kids wait to open the gifts. Go ahead, let them open the gifts, and then you can listen to us after that. So,
I mean, if you have held them off until this show, you're a dick for real.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be, just thought it'd be good, man. And you know, so far mine's been good. You know, got my little boy Raiden. He went home yesterday, Christmas Eve, and we've had a good time. He got all his presents, and man, I'll just say this, man. There's some good people in the world still. You know, I'm one of those people that's kind of like a people hater and disappointed in society and sure, things like that. But there's just some good people out there. I just want to say that, man. I'm not going to mention no names, but there's some good people out there, man.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I like good people because it makes you want to stick around a little while longer. You know what I mean?
It's all about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
A lot of people forget the, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't get this, or, you know, especially younger kids, you know, I didn't get that. Be lucky you got something, by God.
Right. You know? Other than a slap and a lump of coal or something, you know. That's what they all deserve these days.
Next time. I was looking that up, man, like, I was bored a few days ago, and I was looking up, you know, the different Santas around the world and the, you know, the legends behind them and all that kind of stuff. We got lucky with ours. Let's just say there's some weird ones out there. France has a dude, was it Parade Noel? He rides a flying donkey named Gooey or something like that, and that was French for mistletoe, and I'm like, really? A donkey?
Have you ever looked up the Dutch one? It's like Belschnickel or something.
I think I read all of them.
Yeah, he like whips kids if they're bad, and Well, I learned that from the Office TV show, to be honest. But anyway,
One that Germany, the kids just put their shoes outside. Put their shoes outside, and if they're bad, I think they get rocks in them or some shit like that, or maybe nothing. But and if they're good, they just get little candy and possibly little bitty toys, enough to fit in a shoe. That's bullshit.
That is messed up. Yeah.
Put your shoes outside.
You can't fit the Castle Grayskull in a pair of shoes. Dude, I'm saying. Yeah. Man, I remember when we got Castle Grayskull. Was that not dope, dude? Oh my God.
I had Snake Mountain Castle Grayskull.
Bro, with the microphone thing. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
Lots of fun.
No. You know what I'm always waiting on is my dad to finally get me and my brother the plastic Sheik for us, him to get us that aircraft carrier for G.I. Joe. That's never going to happen.
I never had Millennium Falcon either. I wanted that.
Yeah, that was a good one. We had that one, but we didn't, you know, Star Wars, man. It was like, you know, we were just talking about this recently, how much Star Wars came before I was even born. So so many figures were out, and I'm glad that they kept repeating and making them on and on, because we would have never had some of them, you know. So anyway, hey,
some of the ones they got out now. I was just at the local comic book and figure store the other day. Man, just I've always liked action figures, but I wish they had the action figures when I was a kid like they do now. You know,
no kidding, bro. Yeah,
and these Star Wars ones are even like Boba Fett was one of the coolest things I ever seen as a kid. But like these new Boba Fetts, come on, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah, they're dope, and they like look real. Almost, I mean, they basically look like they're off the screen in your hands. You know, yeah, so
exactly.
Lucky exactly. ass kids these days, I tell you. So
yeah, well, let's take a break. I'm getting all giddy. I'm ready to open my gifts, Jimmy.
Were we supposed to bring gifts? My bad.
Well, these are gifts to each other.
Sort of. Oh my god. Okay, I gotcha.
Ears, but
yeah, you're right. You won't like anything I brought. Yeah, it's like Peggy with her potato salad that nobody touches. Yeah. I don't know who that is, but anyway.
Isn't that funny? And I'm sorry to ramble, folks. We're going to get to this, but isn't it funny? Like, the older you get, like, you know, you grew up on grandma's cooking.
Right.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then you may have, you know, gotten a relationship or whatever. But just as time goes on, you visit different people's houses, and it's like, you can't go, God, this fucking sucks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not that anyone I know does, but I have been to some places where I'm like,
yeah.
Where yeah. grandma need her.
Well, if you work like in a building with a lot of people and they yeah. do a potluck, man, I'm always like, dude, I'm going to lunch. This is brutal. Yeah.
Well, some people won't eat other people's cooking just because they're, you know, scared of them.
Yeah, me.
I'm on a but I guess it could be a lot worse than a rib. But
yeah, because normally if I eat somebody else's food, I'm at their house, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and I know I can kind of get an idea of like, okay, this guy definitely doesn't wash his hands after he poops, you know, but instead at potlucks at work, you don't know that could be the most beautiful dish they've ever made in their life, but it yeah. could be made with just the dirtiest hands ever. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Your aunt made it while she's standing over it with a big ash on the end of her cigarette.
Yeah. Yeah. Since our show drops at noon, you know, some people are sitting down to eat right now and they just popped us in their little ear with their little earbuds and they're sitting to eat and they're like, oh man, this don't look as good as I thought it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, all Jimmy. Right. Wolfie, ruining Christmas.
Yeah. For real. Right. Leave it to us. But I'm excited to hear your stuff. And
let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back after these messages with more from Live and in Color with Wolfie D.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, folks, to get your official Live and in Color with Wolfie D merchandise, go to prowrestlingtees.com/livewolfied. Check it out.
If you're listening to Live and in Color with Wolfie D on Apple Podcast and like what you're hearing, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating. And while you're at it, write a review. Tell us what you liked. Tell us what you'd like to hear in the future. It's very important to us and always appreciated. Thanks again.
All right, we are back and the anticipation is over. The lists are coming, the gifts are coming. And so I want you to think, if you were a pro wrestler, would you appreciate this gift? Or if you are one, would you appreciate it? Would you think you need it? Or would you get pissed off if I gave it to you? That's my list right there.
I love it. That's awesome. That's exactly what it is. I think it's great. Yeah.
Further ado, as they say, number 10. I'm going to give a homemade humble pie and a great big glass of shut the fuck up. And that's because too many of these guys, man, they don't have the humbleness. They want to talk. They know everything right off the bat. If I'm a starting pro wrestler, I would appreciate if I were, you know, not humble and I talk too much, I would appreciate a big old homemade humble pie and a glass of shut the fuck up.
Yes. Merry Christmas.
So there you go.
I love that. That's
it would
amazing.
Help. I promise. You may yeah. help, but it would help.
I can't. If that's that's a number one, bro, to me right there.
You just you know? There, Jimmy.
Hang on tight. Dude, I throw my list away. Let's just listen to yours. That's all funny, like fun and happy, and you're just like, shut up.
Hey, you didn't say whether I had to be Santa or the Grinch. So
that's yeah. right. Good point. Good point. Yeah. Well, my number 10. Oh, I'm still laughing at yours. Is a good sequined robe or ring jacket, man. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a good, it doesn't, it can yeah. be a satin carpenter jacket for all I care. but I'm just saying something that designates you as, and if you wear trunks, I don't care where, you know, whatever you want.
Yeah. But
you got, I like a good, even if it's just a vest. I mean, Stone yeah. Cold made that work, you know? So
I feel like you have some kind of upper garb, even if
yeah. Yeah, even if it's a basketball jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a big old puffy jacket that, you know.
With Mickey Mouse on the fucking back of it.
Mickey Mouse on the back of it.
Jacket that I couldn't stand.
Just something. I mean, we know the George South jacket is awesome with all the patches. And then you yeah. got like your Slash duster, which is awesome. It suits your character. Just mm-hmm. something to wear other than your gear, you know.
Yeah. That's a... You know, even boxers wear robes, most of them, you know.
I love that Tyson didn't, though, man. Just a towel, no music, just well, like, I'm about to kill you. Right.
He was the boxing Goldberg before the Goldberg.
Goldberg is the wrestling Tyson, damn it. Yeah, get it straight. Yeah. No, but I mean, so, you know, you like jackets, right? Come on, everybody likes a jacket or upper.
Yeah.
Anyway. I mean,
called it a carpenter jacket, so I'm just, you know, imagining Bob the Builder on it or something like that.
Yes.
I think job, I can't remember, but
yeah.
All right, so we're gonna go to number 9. When you unwrap this gift, this is gonna be one of those ones that you see under the tree, and it's one of them big ones, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm opening that one last, you know. Yeah. So you unwrap this. And it's this beautiful, beautiful mirror. Why the fuck would I give you a mirror? Because I need you to see what you look like. I need you to see what you look like, man. Do you look like a fucking wrestler?
Yeah.
Do you look like a wrestler? And if you don't, what should you do to make yourself stand out and be different? Do you look like the guy down the street? Do you need to go to the gym? Do you need to tan? That mirror can do a lot for you. It can also help you do promos. So there's your number 9 gift, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's hilarious and perfect. Yeah, these got a little barbs on them, I can tell, Wolf, but I like it.
Come on, mate. But
yeah.
Have you ever seen a person out in public just dressed like they have given up? Like, your fuck life. And my line is, these motherfuckers must have had no mirrors in their house.
Yes, they are all at Walmart. Think about it, man. You know, people used to go to the grocery store and wear suit and nice dress and hats and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now they're wearing their jammy pants and like daggone sports bra. You know what I'm saying?
So,
I mean, it's just and I'm not picking on the ladies. The guys are schlubs too, man. You know, so
absolutely.
Some of y'all guys need to be wearing sports bras. But anyway, I'm off my soapbox. That which ties in with get a mirror, you know.
So,
man, these are funny, Wolf. All right, so number 9 for me, we're opening all these gifts, we're giving everybody something, and if you know me as a musician, if I could give anything to a pro wrestler, it is a great entrance song, because you can have the suckiest entrance song ever and be a great wrestler. And I'm just saying, a bad wrestler with a great entrance song will do better because it gives you that intro, you know. And hey, I don't know, man.
sets the stage. And some songs, man, people don't forget them. Like exactly. The DX song. A lot of people love Gangrel song, you know, shit like that. And so, yeah,
exactly.
A great interest. And back in the day before it was custom music and all that, just having a song that was over on the radio, you know?
Dude, I mean, is there any better than Iron Man with the Road Warriors?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, man.
The Freebirds were the one. I think the Freebirds were probably the first one with their own custom music, you know.
I was just fixing to say this, and you know me, man. I forget stuff. Midnight Express, was that off of something or was that a custom?
Yeah, no, it was the Midnight Express movie.
Okay.
And
okay.
Giorgio Moroder was the scorer. Dude, so good, man. I know that song so much. It was my ringtone on my phone forever, bro. Yeah,
I think I'm gonna make it mine. I've had Eye of the Tiger on mine for a while now. I need something new. Plus, it scares me. It's like loud and shit.
Dang, yeah.
Dang, dang, dang.
Wake up, Wolfie D. Wake up now.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Street.
He's. We're supposed to do a show. Or Dirty White Boy. That's funny. Yeah. Anyway, a great entrance song, man. From, you know, from Hogan to Jericho. I mean, Jericho's whole deal is an entrance song now. You know what I mean? So they sing him out to the ring. So, you know, and then, of course, Hip Hop Array or The Hot Stepper or Gangsta's Paradise. I mean, y'all had some great entrance songs.
We are the nation.
Of the nomination. Yes, exactly.
All righty. Now, number eight. This is a little gift that's going to, and I know everything is streaming now, but I'm going to give it to you on like a DVD. I might even give you VHS. I just ask that you watch it if you haven't seen it, because it's not all glitz and glamour. I need you to watch The Wrestler with Mickey York, and be prepared for family problems, drug addiction, and a career that doesn't end with a retirement speech in the WWE.
Yes. Yeah.
Just saying. I'm just trying to help you, just to prepare you for what could happen. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying it happened. You know, you'll be broken down. Your body will hurt. Yeah, man. I think everybody should watch that movie.
As far as
wrestling movies go, probably with the exception of documentaries, it's the closest one to the real thing, I think.
Yeah. Speaking of wrestling movies, early reports back on the
Iron Claw
is missing some stuff, but anyway, I haven't seen it yet, so I don't want to, but I've had somebody report back to me about it, and it's very, let's just say if a movie were a nice cheese, it would be Swiss essentially. So anyway, but long story short, yeah, the Wrestler movie is just about perfect, other than the fact that it's hard to watch because of the reality base of it so much. And it's not only relatable directly as a wrestler, it's also relatable in so many other ways, being a dad, being an entertainer of some sort, being any kind. I mean, really, it's applicable to so many situations, but it's a great movie. It's a heartbreaker. It is not an easy movie to watch after, you know a little bit about what's coming up. And if you didn't relate to that movie, then I think most every wrestler of a certain generation has something they can relate to in that movie. Well, you know?
And I will tell you, and you know this story, it's kind of a heartwarming Christmas story, kind of appropriate for today. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it, but my daughter was born in 95. So she was there, you know, but not, you know, born in the heyday, but also, you know, kind of lived through a lot of my wrestling career, you know?
Yeah.
And we hadn't talked in about a year. And then, 6 months ago or something, I believe it was, maybe a little longer than that, she called me up, and she had just watched that movie. I think it was the first time she'd ever seen it. Made her cry and made her want to talk to me. And we talk all the time now.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, I mean, isn't that crazy? I mean, it's so damn accurate that it can actually help bridge relationships, man. So
watched it, you know what I mean?
She was like, I think
it brought out, she was kind of able to see my side of it, of I was just doing what I thought I was supposed to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's, I mean, bro, because I'm going to speak on this for a second. Yeah. I think the one thing that you and I are similar about is we do not understand how to do something half-assed.
Yeah.
I've never understood the half-assed mentality. Right. But, I mean, yeah, there's certain things you say, like, that's kind of half-assed, like, hey, you look nice or whatever, you know, but I'm saying stuff like, what I mean is like, that. No, what I mean is like, well, I mean, like, you know, I put everything into this podcast. And I know you do too. But what I'm saying is like, that's how we know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. And so some people are like,
mentality.
Yeah. Some people are like, gee, that Jimmy guy, he's kind of an ass sometimes, but I'm not really thinking of it that way. I'm just focused on the job at hand. And I want to get y'all the, it's like, sometimes I'm a little bristly, but whatever. And that's maybe just in Messenger. So guys, don't take me personal. Yeah. I don't know how to do this another way. And Wolfie, the same way with your entire career in wrestling, you just didn't know how to do it a different way. And maybe it works better for other people who don't care as much about stuff, but I just don't see that being the case, man.
Right. And also, it was a different time. The business was different, you know.
Sure.
Now they want you to be home with your family. You know, we worked on Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthdays and all that stuff, man. You just didn't say no to that, you know?
Right.
For a lot of times, the Christmas and Thanksgiving would be the biggest shows of the year.
That's what I was about to ask you.
Nobody had nothing else to do. You know, there was no internet and everything was closed. And, you know, I used to go watch some wrestling.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean,
done opened all their gifts and like, fuck, yeah. What do now? Oh, there's wrestling.
Wrestling's on tonight. Let's go check it out. You know?
Yeah. And not on TV.
Right. Exactly.
You have to go there.
Yeah.
And see people and socialize.
Yeah. Yeah. I love those days in a sense, man. If you think about it, like how, like, you know, I just think about the simplicity of life, you know, sometimes that's definitely missed, you know.
So, big time.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my number eight, again, you know, what's Christmas without giving a toy to someone? So I think number eight, and this is in honor of my brother, the Plastic Sheik, who has a great action figure collection, your own action figure. This is something that has still somewhat eluded us, except for Sin Bodhi, who's awesome and made you one.
I want a licensed line, but I think I'm running out of time on that one. But we just, you know, I feel like I missed out twice there. You know, there should be PG-13 Nation of Domination figures for sure. There should be a 100%. Set that comes with all of us, but whatever. I know that probably the reasons behind that, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Then in TNA, they scanned me. You know, Slash was going to get one. The guys that were making them were like, dude, your figure's going to be so fun to make, man, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Then sudden, that all happened where I left there and didn't get my figure.
Yeah, that's messed up, man. That is messed up. That sucks.
Which goes back to my other present of the wrestler. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Well,
and dude, you know who was making those action figures at the time was Marvel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the TNA action figures were made by Marvel, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So they were beautiful.
He'll know.
Yeah. They still hold up today, too. People still like want to get them, you know, because they looked really ahead of their time. So anyway, we got to get a peek. Guys, hey, look, I know there's like so many grapplers and gimmicks, Zombie Sailor, Major Wrestling. I mean, some Rush, Epic Toys, Chella, maybe they're closed now. I don't know. There's 100 million of Shane Martin. I mean, come on, somebody.
I call it Power Town is gonna apparently join with TNA.
Yeah, that is what I've heard. And by the way,
opportunity for some TNA original figures there.
Yes. Seriously, Power Town. Seriously. Well, I know Steve. I've got his number. I'm gonna get it to you. By the way. Yeah. But seriously though, they need to do this. TNA would be a genius idea for them. So get your own action figure for Christmas, kids. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
Where are we at? Number seven?
Yeah.
Okay, so in high school, they used to teach, you know, business and economics and stuff like that. But still, how many people have gone into debt with credit cards and that kind of thing? I always felt like, you know, after the fact, it's like, damn, I wish they would have taught us more about this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so in wrestling, we have a thing called a bump card. And I think that part of your training, there should be a course, understanding your bump card and how to use it.
Yeah.
Because that motherfucker's going to run out, let me tell you. You know, yeah. I heard that years ago. You only got so many bumps on that bump card. You know, some people got higher credit than others, I guess. But, you know, I think you should understand that when you get ready to do some stupid fucking move in front of 50 people. So that's my gift to you, would be a course in understanding your bump card.
Yeah.
What's the use in going out there? You know, the town don't draw nice. I get the whole thing of, you know, it's not these people that showed up's fault. You know what I mean? But I can go out there and entertain those 50 people without having to kill myself. And, you know, I'll save the big ones for important times.
Yeah. No, I mean, but you know, there was that movie with Justin Timberlake where he had like time on his arm or something. And it's called In Time or something. Anyway, it's a decent movie. Go check it out. Definitely cool idea. What if you were to interpret it, you know, with digital, like, you know, you could have all this with everything digital and technology wise, you could have it on your phone even and say, this is your bump card. You have this many.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe get an MRI done at the very beginning of your career and they can tell, like, I don't think you'll be past 250 bumps, which would be nothing.
That would be one month
of USWA wrestling. Yeah. But that's a good idea. Bump card. I like that.
I'm buying a course.
Yes. I love it. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. Okay. So my number 7, and this one's kind of not similar, but so also I think very important because if I'm not mistaken, Arn Anderson said it best when even fat looks better when it's tanned. So my number 7 is a year supply of tanning, you know, or a booth, you know, spray tan option, whatever you want to do. But anyway, tanning's important. You know that, Wolf.
Absolutely. The first time, now when Tanabeds first came out, I had just started wrestling and George Weingroff contacted my stepfather and, hey, we got this show and I want to use Wolfie, but I don't want him to be Airwolf. I mean, we can call him that, but I want him to be an Indian. It's like, what? So I had to go tan to try to get as dark as I could to look like an Indian as much as possible. And first experience with a tan bed. And I shit you not that I went in there and I laid in it. And I'm like, damn, what's it doing? You know, I'm just laying there. I don't know how long I laid there. But I think back then they were 30 minutes or maybe even a little more back then. But I laid there and I laid there and I laid there. Finally, I got up and couldn't have found out that I never turned the motherfucker on. I didn't know it was supposed to light up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my first experience with a tanning bed. But yeah, I've lived in them, man. I've lived in them.
Yeah. Tanning bed's important. Heck, I knew a lot of people growing up that had them in their home. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah. Why do you think bodybuilders paint themselves an odd color, you know, when they do competitions? It makes you look leaner, bigger, all that stuff, man. And another person that used to say that all the time was Tony Falk, and, you know, in his voice, he'd say, Jeff. From that old time.
I mean, dude, it's so true though, man. You know, it's an accurate thing. I feel better when I've got a good tan. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just an overall good thing. And especially in a body driven business, you know what I mean?
I
don't know how a guy like Sheamus does it. You know?
Well, he's the one person that can have that
gimmick. That's his gimmick. Right? Yeah. That's just
And I was so glad, man, when they came out with stand-up tanning beds, because I'll be honest with you, I fucking hate a lay-down bed, and you get up and all that sweat's coming down your back into your butt crack and all that. Ugh, laying in a pool of your own sweat, and then you got to get up and put clothes back on.
Yuck. Yeah, right.
I need a shower immediately.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially like with a spray tan, that's you don't want to shower immediately, right?
It's, yeah, but that shit feels weird too. I'm weird with my skin, man. Shit weird on me.
Yeah, me too.
All right, my number six. I went to the dollar store and got this. All right, and
nice.
When you open it up, you're gonna find a whole bunch of duct tape and some Q-tips. That is for you to keep your fucking mouth shut and open your ears. That's one thing I learned early on in the dressing room. I don't want to go so far as to say, and this was a thing, you don't speak unless you're spoken to. You know, when you were training and shit like that, when you were first breaking in. And I guess nowadays that would be perceived as pretty shitty and probably can't do that anymore. But I'll give you some duct tape and Q-tips to clean out them ears and cover that mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I think that just is a good thing in life, man. It's just until you, what's the term? And I think they've even joked about Jamie messing it up, but until, you know, like, better to be thought a fool and remain quiet than open your mouth
and remove all doubt.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think that's true in life. Just maintain that philosophy and I think you'll be good. So
yeah, even any job you go to, you ain't gonna come in there being a fucking know-it-all, right?
Back in my day at the daggum old convenience store, we used to do it this way.
Yeah,
it's like, sir, this is a high-tech job. I don't care how you clean the bathrooms at your convenience store job. Yeah. Anyway. Okay, so my number six is actually could help you right now and would have helped PG-13 back in the day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you guys finally left that old 76 Thunderbird on Briley and said, screw it, it's over with. For Christmas, we give you a new car or even the big guys today. You know, recently went to a WWE spot show in Johnson City and all in the back had all the tour buses lined up.
Wow.
You know, these guys riding tour buses these days. So yeah, I gift a pro wrestler a new car, hopefully with some reliability, even a used new car, whatever new to you, or a tour bus in the big
way. Absolutely, man. I've only ridden on a tour bus one time. That's when we went to Mexico, and that wasn't glorified school bus, I think, but that would be cool, man. That would be super cool. The first one would probably for me just be the best to have a new car when you're coming up, man, to get you there.
Right, something reliable, good on gas, you know. Yeah. Keep that oil change and the tire gauge checked, and honestly, a good car can last you a long time if you take good care of it, you know. Which we know the wrestling lifestyle does not lean itself to taking care of a car. But when it comes down to it, you know, the good news is I wonder if this is still accurate, because you know for a fact that in almost every locker room that had a decent amount of veterans in it, some of those guys knew how to work on your car, right?
They're like, I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of...
Are you telling me Tommy Heggie couldn't check the oil on a car, man? I'm just saying those
say probably good check the oil. I don't know about the rest of it.
I mean, sure, I get what you're saying. Yeah, but I'm just saying there seems like there were some authentic guys that were locker room leaders that would be able to say, "Okay, I believe that's your carburetor, son." You know what I mean? Like, and I spoke about Tommy Heggie just because I think of him that highly. I just feel like Tommy Heggie could tell me what's wrong with my vehicle. And by the way, if you don't know, Tommy Heggie is Dante of Dante and Mephisto, a tag team that I look up to and beat PG-13 one time. So anyway,
the car would be awesome. I can't see Tommy or Doug looking under my hood.
Maybe Doug, but Tommy be like, welfare, believe, I don't know, brother, Wildfire. You know, I don't know. That was the worst Tommy impersonation ever. And who knows, Tommy may be able to build you a car from the ground up. Who knows? So, well, all right. I say we take a break and we come back and give them our top five. What do you say to that?
Yeah, go eat a big turkey sandwich and come right back.
All right. With mayonnaise. Yes. Sure, not that half turkey thing I did last time. But anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's take a quick time out and get a word from one of my dope ass sponsors, and we'll be right back with more Live and in Color with Wolfie D.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey folks, this is Wolfie D here, and if you are looking to buy or sell a home in Tennessee or Southern Kentucky, you're going to want to call my buddy, the rock star realtor, Benji Bowie. And you say, Wolfie, how do I get in touch with this rock star? Well, you can call him directly at 615-390-8216. You can go to his website, BowieHomes.com. That's B-U-I-E Homes.com. Or you can email him at BenBowie34@gmail.com. When you need a home, you need the Rockstar Realtor.
Benji is a member of Exit Realty's Garden Gate team in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Support for Live and in Color with Wolfie D is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the Ultimate Men's Hygiene Bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code WOLFIE at manscaped.com. If my math's correct, that's about 8 million balls.
All right, we are back with more from the top 10 Christmas gift ideas for pro wrestlers on Live and in Color with Wolfie D today. Of course, I'm Jimmy across the Strizzeet.
That's right.
My number.
I say that in my intro, didn't I?
It's okay if you didn't. It's hey.
It threw me off with the whole Christmas gift thing. I was giddy. Sorry.
That's all good, man. I wouldn't remember either. So number five, I think you'll love this one as much as anybody will.
All right.
Is and you'll know how important this Christmas gift is, because I hope as they grow and get as the numbers go higher or lower as they go. Never mind. As this list goes on, you'll see the importance rise. And so this one is compatible tag team partner.
True. Yes. I would love to have one of those. yeah. You know, I mean, in the ring, extremely compatible.
Absolutely.
From outside the ring, sometimes that can be a problem if you're not. And we were, and, you know, all that stuff, and kind of still are, whatever, something. You know the story, and so do the listeners. But yeah, man, I mean, that's important, especially I look at, you know, somebody, I'm going to give them some props right here for absolutely coming a long way. They seem to be like buddies, like best friends, is the Heat Seekers, Matt Sigmund and Elliot Russell.
Yeah.
Man, those guys are buds, man. You know, you see them on social media. They travel all the time. They're singing in the car. And not that me and Jamie never did that, but they've done it longer than we did. Being that good of friends, you know.
Yeah.
That's not an easy thing, because they say it. You know, it's like a marriage. It really is, and it does take a little bit of work. You know, as weird as that sounds, to, you know, just do business together. And you know, you really do, your decisions and your actions and things like that, they reflect upon your partner. So
absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That's just extremely important in life, man. You want to have a good partner in your home. You want to have a good partner on your podcast. Mm-hmm. You want to have a good, you know, it's just overall, if you're going to have a you know, let's just say a partner in anything, you're hopefully compatible. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. Trustworthy is one thing, sure, and all that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, that's all just wrapped into the word compatible to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Good one. Very good one. Yeah. I would have appreciated that gift.
You're welcome.
All right. So my number five is going to be Under the Tree. It'll say to you from Movie D. And it's going to be a box, just a, you know, a little small box, not too big. And when you open it up, it's going to be a box of foreign objects. I'm talking about baby powder, chains, all that stuff. I can't tell you how many times, myself included, that somebody's running around the locker room. Hey, you got a chain? You got a chain? I need a chain box. Hey, anybody got a chain? Somebody got baby powder? I need some baby powder. Somebody got baby powder? Yeah, so that was always a thing. That's probably not that big of a deal anymore, but it was a huge deal back in my day.
Well, I'm sure, because you had one responsible guy who did carry the stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think Wolfie's got one. Go get it from him. Yeah.
It usually wasn't me. Yeah. I had a cap.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, that was the finisher, right? Come on, man. You know, I always had a, you know, my favorite chain that I ever had as a manager was a wallet chain that I converted to. Yeah, man, that was the best chain ever. And I can't remember where. I think I still have it, actually. So look for it soon on eBay for -$5. So I will pay you to take it just to make me feel good. But anyway, yes. And plus, I say just give us the ability to use the term foreign object again. God almighty, you know?
Hey, if I'm not mistaken, the Logan kid, Logan Paul, is he the wrestler or the boxer?
Yeah. Logan's the wrestler, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I think I saw him do at least one finish with a fucking chain. Did he not?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me? WWE used a fucking chain for a finish? Yeah. So I'm loving that.
Yeah, me too, man. Yeah. He's definitely, he seems to have some stroke. You know what I'm saying? Well,
followers count today.
It totally does, bro. Yeah. Can you imagine back in your day if somebody would have locked in the locker room and said, boys, give me the title. I've got 2 billion followers. Like, we'll prove it at the box.
Open the door, look outside and go, where are they at?
Yeah. Are they coming too?
Follow you here.
Exactly.
Call the cops.
Exactly. And who knows if he's brought any new eyes to the business? You know what I'm saying? Who knows? He probably has. Oh, yeah. But honestly, I think it's just... it's just they're trying to take advantage of the advertising that he'll give them on his channel, you know.
Good, man. The kid's good, man.
Oh, for sure. No question. He deserves a spot. No question. Yeah. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is who knows if he's actually bringing new eyes to the business. I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
You would think. I mean, yeah. It's hard. Hard to argue that, you know.
Yeah, hard to argue, and yeah, I agree. But it's just like, does that translate, or do they just see it as, okay, you're doing that phony stuff, man, whatever.
Well, I mean, if you're following him, you're going to see what he's doing at all times, because they tape everything, him and his brother.
That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, and he's got to give it that. But what that's a great point. That's a great point. Okay, so my number four is, I think you would probably enjoy this right now if it were available to you, if this gift could reach you in time, is a massage therapist or chiropractor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That'd be nice. Back then, I didn't have the money to do that. I think I went to a chiropractor one time, and it's because I literally couldn't walk, and he fixed me up. And I mean, that was hell. That was 1995, I think. Something like that. And I never went to one again until, you know, a few years ago. So definitely would have loved to have a massage therapist.
Yeah, or even a good chiropractor.
Or a good chiropractor.
Crack your back or something, man. But yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there were some locker room chiropractors, though, right? Is there always?
Yes. Yes, there were. Yeah. I'll never forget. Because you kind of got to self-chiropract back then.
Right.
Especially every night. You ain't got time to go to one or whatever.
Right.
And I remember J.D. Wolf. You know that name or not, but J.D. Wolf taught me and Mitch Ryder, probably Jamie, how to pop backs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we kind of learned that. I never would let nobody fuck on my neck unless it was like a for real deal. But, you know, you learn how to pop your back yourself
a lot. Sure. Man, but, I heard Harley would pop a neck and no problem with a. He would wrap like a towel around their neck and pop your. Even Harley would scare me, even though I'm like, yes, I trust you, champ. I do. Anyway.
I don't really like that myself. It's kind
of. Yeah. Like, when's he going to pull a whole head off one time, you know? So,
but, man, there's days, and yesterday was one of them, man, where I'm my neck and my back were really hurting me, the upper back. And I wanted that. I wanted to wrap something around my neck, not a noose, but wrap something around my neck and hang from it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Or
just somebody take my spine out and play tug of war with it and just...
Straighten it all out. Yeah.
Yeah, be great.
Yes, I love that idea. That's a great idea.
You got spine issues too.
Oh, bro. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I'm sorry you have all the health issues you do, man. I know you got them piling up on you, brother. So
I knew what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
All right. So that was a good gift. Yes. I would love to have that, by the way.
You're welcome. It's all yours, man.
So my number four is almost like my last one, but it deserves its own category, believe me. Wrist tape. That's another one that you got people running around just, who's got tape? Who's got tape? And like, yes. I said, if you wrestle fucking twice a week and you ain't got tape, you rest six nights a week, it's understandable you ain't got tape sometimes because you run out and ain't got time to get it, or maybe don't have the freaking money to get it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
There was always those few people that always had it, though.
Yeah. There was always the tape bag guy, right? Had the...
Whether it be the white athletic or the black electric tapes, which I preferred. And that's just somebody always had it.
Did you just like the look of the black electrical tape?
Yes. White tape, for me, it didn't stick as well. And then also, it's not as smooth looking. It's got wrinkles in it and shit.
Yeah.
Or just, I wasn't good at it. But
right.
Sometimes I'd tape if there's a street fight or something, I'd tape my right hand with white tape because I thought that looked different and wanted to do the people to be able to see the blood on it. And, you know.
Yeah. So. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus it also looks like you're about to throw hands, you know, like, you know, that you taped your whole fist and wrist and everything, a taped fist match, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so number three for me is definitely something that I think every pro wrestler would appreciate, and not everyone can have them, but this year for Christmas, all you guys get one is a big-time contract, and I don't necessarily mean it doesn't have to be AEW. It doesn't have to be WWE. It doesn't have to be TNA. I mean, even though that would be cool. I'm just saying, like, something that puts you in a secure position to let you really do what you need to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And even if it's just a sponsorship that's taking good care of you, like we need for our podcast. You know what I'm saying? By the way, I got a great email about something, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, alrighty.
Yeah, but here's the other thing. Big time contract for everyone for Christmas. How about that? You all get one.
Yeah, man. Sounds good. And I'll take the Legends one since I'm not working anymore.
Yeah, I love it. You deserve one, Wolf.
Yeah, right. let's see. Yeah, everybody needs money, though. Everybody needs money, man.
Definitely.
Let's see here. Where are we at? I'm at number three. My number three. You know, usually I'm not a gift card guy because I think it's very impersonable. You know, I like to give gifts that are kind of custom. You know, if I could buy something that nobody else could give you or have made for you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But this
is
going to be a gift card, okay? But every wrestler, I guarantee you, that's been on the road for any amount of time is going to love this, man. It is. I don't know if I should go. I'm going to go big with it. A lifetime supply of Waffle House gift cards.
Oh, bro.
You know what
somebody
I'm saying?
Just got hooked up. Yeah. Think about how much that would have made your life simpler.
Think about
you
how could, much at the fucking Waffle House over to you.
I mean, think about it, because you would eat on nights that you, well, hey, look, some nights you didn't get paid enough probably to get a room and eat and get gas in the car. Hey, I mean, I've heard Jamie and you talk about having to scrounge in the cigarette tray for the coins, you know, for change for a double cheeseburger, you know, so.
Yeah, but man, I've been known to eat Waffle House breakfast, lunch, and dinner all on the same day, and you got to fix. When you're getting out of there, you know, late at night, that's about the only thing that's open if you want a meal. And if you want to go in the damn convenience store, they're open and get you a fucking Slim Jim and a Snickers. But that's not really what I was trying to eat, especially if you're, you know, you're trying to eat somewhat healthy and protein and muscles. You know what I'm saying? So
Waffle House,
you know, some towns got Denny's, but I like Waffle House.
Yeah, that's a good point.
A meal every single time.
So let me ask you that, especially because most wrestlers are all about their body and they're trying to put on weight. You know, we heard Reggie B. Fine talk about how, you know, they were like, okay, you're cool, but just you got to get bigger. And all he did was ate that whole time to get bigger. And it helps you. Obviously, food is fuel. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you know, when you're really trying to put on some size, but also have some decent, like, cut to you as well. You have to kind of be careful with what you're adding, even though, but then you found that you're having to eat all the time, right? I mean,
yeah, but also at the same time, you are burning a lot of calories every night out there in the ring. And so when it's over, go fuel back up, you know what I'm saying?
Starved to death, probably.
My meal was always the same. Pretty much always. Chicken and eggs, eggs over medium. And a lot of times they used to have the option double meat. And get the hash browns scattered and topped. A lot of people don't know there's a topped option, which is Burt's chili on top. Not Burt Prentice, but they call it Burt's chili at Waffle House. And buddy, let me tell you, that's my meal.
Right. Would Burt's be white chili? Never mind.
I don't know.
Anyway, just a bad joke. Yeah, but bro, that's awesome. You just taught some people something there. I guarantee somebody is going to get Waffle House soon topped.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dude, who doesn't love a good Waffle House? Because there's entertainment there as well, and just the cooks and the chefs, you know, the cooks and the waitresses.
Has it always been that way, or is it just because everybody's got a phone now and can tape it? Because there's some going down at Waffle House these days, and McDonald's and all these places. I'm like, damn.
Right. Right. It's a one-stop shop in some cases. You can buy your meth. You can get your – no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Go outside and step in human shit and still it. You know.
And fight somebody too, you know, in or out of the building, you know, if you haven't been to a Waffle House, if maybe you're Canadian, I don't know, they have Waffle House up there, you would think, but I know it's a Southern thing, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I know that Randy and I were down in Mississippi somewhere and there wasn't no Waffle Houses. There was Huddle House.
Huddle. Yeah.
And I tried to get the same meal like they had it listed, you know, but the chicken wasn't the same. Processed looking, and the chili was terrible, and but we walked out of there pissed.
I bet. That's horrible, man. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah, so I love that Waffle House. Good idea. Okay, so my number two is, and this one is just, you know, some people might say that this one is you don't have to have this, but I personally feel like to have a good and long successful career, you want to have a strong original gimmick, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's only so many. I don't see anybody really pulling off the Nature Boy gimmick anymore, even though there were several at one time.
Right.
Or you know, the John Cena gimmick. You know, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, like,
an original gimmick that's not stupid. And you know, there was a picture on Facebook. I'm sure you saw it.
Yes.
A drawing. I did of a lot of the over-the-top gimmicks, and a lot of people like myself liked a whole bunch of those gimmicks, plus I liked a lot of the people that did them.
Right.
So, but yeah, then there was some, oh, this is a list of the worst gimmicks in wrestling. Oh, man, this is maybe not your flavor. You'd rather see guys and looking like MMA fighters that are doing Spike right. Monkey Fest, you know? So, yeah. I guess everybody's got their own thing, man.
Well, I mean, there was that time, and I think of him only in this way. I think he's an incredible wrestler. He might be one of the best of all time. But Randy Orton, there for a while, everybody looked like Randy Orton. You know what I'm saying? Like black trunks, tattoos, somewhat short cropped hairdo, shaved head, but I mean, and boots, and that was the look, and you went by your name, Randy Orton, Warren yeah. Wolf, you know, it was all something like super low key. I don't think
Warren Wolf would have made it.
I mean, would you had to have done Kelly?
You'd be, I don't think you would have made it.
That's why the WrestleMania are morons for calling Wolfie D one of the worst names. Yeah, horrible idiot. Like yeah, but anyway, I almost feel like that image that I think it was Hal Haney as the artist, and I tried to get him for the podcast, and he no-sold us, so I'm not really a huge fan of that guy, but he is a great artist, and yeah. he's very talented, but he still is a kayfaber. But anyway, when... Yeah.
He was better until you told me that. But
exactly, yeah. right? Come on. But he did all that, and I almost feel like it's an offshoot of that video that we talked about on last week's Ask Wolfie. But anyway, I don't know, man. I did see Dirty White Boy on there. I did. I knew. Yeah. I saw some others that we know. Yeah, Del Rio's. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, yeah, Max Moon. Oh, Paul Diamond. I got to think it was the Paul Diamond, right? I mean, he did it.
Yeah, so. It looked like it. I mean,
yeah, it did. But anyway, a strong original gimmick that gets over and the people enjoy and get behind or either hate, you know?
Yeah.
Something good, something original. Hopefully you can have a good long career with it, you know? So
yeah, sure. Yeah. Thanks for giving me.
Of course. My pleasure.
All right. So my number two, this is actually a book on Amazon. It's not a wrestling. It's not a wrestling book. But I love the name of it. And I would name my wrestling book about this. I would use this as the title of my wrestling book to teach this. It's obviously a book about sales, being a salesman. But you're kind of a salesman in wrestling, guys. So my number two gift to you is a book called The Art of Selling and Persuasion, so that you can learn how to sell. Yes, in the ring, I mean it that way. I also mean how to sell yourself right. to the fans and to the promoters and all that, and to the other boys. I mean, you're literally trying to sell yourself constantly. That's why people like myself and some others got into car sales and did good with it, because yeah. we've been selling our whole lives. And persuasiveness, that's that's part of selling, is persuading people. So you're trying to persuade the fans that what you're doing is real. So if you can sell well, you can persuade them into believing what you're doing, even if it's just for a minute. So that's my number two gift to you.
Yeah, that's a great one. I think it's perfect. Yeah, that's actually a good book for almost anybody, really, because you can learn stuff about the art of persuasion. To me, is something that, you know, you would get further in life at whatever you're doing. By learning.
And not everybody can do it.
No, they can't. And I mean, there are those people that have natural charisma that's built in, and, you know, you can use that. And I think somewhat have helped me, you know, with this podcasting stuff is to be somewhat, you want to be somewhat authoritative on your opinion, but also, you know, the idea that you can get your opinion over, or your thoughts, or your storyline, your writing, or your character, or just actually doing the job in the ring where you're selling and showing people that you're in misery, you know? So.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Yeah. I mean, dude, I want to buy that book right now. So thank you for that gift, Wolfie. I appreciate it. I wish I were a pro wrestler. So. All right, my number one, little drummer boy, hit it. Yeah, anyway, so number one, and we hope y'all have had a great Christmas morning with your family. We hope y'all are having a great Christmas week and day. Number one for me is, I think, as important as anything you can do in the wrestling business, is when you don't start correctly, it can really set you back. And you may not ever be great without a great start. So my first one is a good, reputable trainer. Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. Now, that again,
very important.
You know, some say other things are more important, and I get that. But honestly, to me, if you don't have a good start, sometimes you can't have a good ending.
Yeah. Of course, you develop bad habits and that are hard to break sometimes and those types of things. So definitely, man, you got to get somebody that knows what time it is.
Yeah. But, yeah. Were you ever surprised that somebody wasn't trained and how good they were?
I mean, like I've told you, I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time in a ring that didn't have people around it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So some people would say that that Brian Lawler was self-trained because he didn't go to a wrestling school and his dad didn't train him. They did that shit in the backyard and then they got in, started working out with us, and then, you know, went to his dad and jumped in there. So, I mean, Brian's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, that's hard to.
Dad too. He watched that his whole life.
Yeah. That one's a tough one to argue, though. Truthfully, you know. But I mean, I think even though you have a solid, that's a one in a million case, though. I think Brian, you know, Brian Christopher is a one in a million anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, I just feel like there. Let's just say 99% of the time, it helps to have a reputable trainer because in those 1%.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't step on you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm just saying in that 1%, you've just got it figured out. I mean, even Logan Paul, who everybody thinks is amazing right now, he was trained by HBK. So, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Right. So the way you got to see it is, of course, I think even if you, okay, let's just say this, it would help to have someone say, okay, yeah, I think you got it. I think you're on the right path. Now just go to work and you'll figure out the rest. You know what I mean? Even if it's just somebody to judge, okay, this guy is not going to break his neck. So, as you said, it helps to have a name and somebody to back it up with. So you go and say, okay, I was trained by Gypsy Joe, or I was trained by Dean Malenko, or I was trained by Lance Storm or Ricky Morton, or who was the most, do you remember back like in your wrestling days, who was the guy that trained the most people that became successful? Like, who was one of the guys that you, like, I'm not talking about now, I'm talking about back then.
Hell, Danny was doing it pretty early, you know what I mean, Danny Days?
I was thinking.
Let me think here. Bill trained a lot of guys, Bill Dundee, and Donnie Bass trained a lot of guys. I can't recall out of all those, like, who did great stuff or what, but... just those were some, and then there was the USWA school that had been around for a minute, and Tojo ran it sometimes, Jeff ran it, Tony Falk ran it, then I ran it, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah. And I'm sure it feels good for someone like you who have trained wrestlers to see them doing stuff and doing well with it, you know? I'm sure it feels great, you know? Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And the cool thing is I was thinking Danny. I was assuming you were going to say Danny because I feel like Danny, so many guys that have been on our show and who are just absolutely incredible.
And I know Tom's, he was doing it in the 90s. So,
yeah, Dr. Tom, definitely. Yeah. I wonder if Dirty White Boy has trained anybody before.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's too bad he didn't want to come on the show. Never mind. Sorry. Love you, White Boy.
He's not listening.
He's definitely not listening. He's having a fun time with his family right now. Forget us. Sorry.
Hunting deer.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah.
All right, I thank you for giving me a trainer.
Yeah.
A reputable one. And so this is going to top off the show here and end it. The final gift of gift opening. We've got all this paper all over the fucking floor. We got the black trash bags out, stuffing it in there. Yes. And we got the one present left.
And mom always loses her earrings in that big black bag. You got to go digging for it. You know what I mean? I think I lost my earrings. And then she had them in her pocket all along. You know. But anyway. I don't know.
All right.
I meant the earrings you bought her for Christmas.
Oh,
and she's lost them to the trash bag because dad got too happy cleaning them up, you know. So
I was trying to figure whether the back, you know, I didn't know what. So my number one is very, very, very important for your mental health and just your career in general, you can, I've seen a lot of guys get a bad rep, and you see this in the celebrity news, football players, stuff like that. It is important to have a ride or die. I was going to say biatch, but let's just say partner, whether it's a he or she, whatever your deal is, whatever your gender is, whatever. You got to have a ride or die that understands the lifestyle and is not going to, you know, argue to you every single night while you're checking in the hotel. I bet you got girls in there and you get all this bullshit. Now, I know from experience that that ain't no fucking fun. And it does take your mind off what you need to be thinking about, man. And it's just a hassle. So I always envied the guys that had good women behind them, that supported what they were doing and didn't give them shit all the time and trusted them, you know? Yeah. You know, don't be with them if they don't trust you, and vice versa. Don't be with a wrestler if you don't trust him because he's a wrestler. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So exactly. I think that's a really, really, really important thing, man. And, you know, back in the day, girlfriends weren't allowed to come to the matches, especially if he was a babyface.
Right.
Not to come. So if your dude leaves you at home because he wants to go wrestle, you know, I'm not saying that a woman should, you know, sit at home all the time. Don't get me wrong on that. But I'm just saying, don't give him shit for doing what he does, especially if he was doing the shit when you met him. So.
Right. Right.
That's my thing.
Right. Yeah, don't enjoy the idea that you're dating a pro wrestler or married to a pro wrestler and be all braggy about it. Oh, my boyfriend's on TV. Looky at him, Mary. And then be like, babe, you didn't call me. It's been 5 minutes. You haven't called me. You know? Right. And I mean, speaking as a musician, I've definitely been a bad boyfriend before, coming off the road and being like, screwed, I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to do the show, go home and sleep. And I'm not doing anything, even though I probably was, you know. I mean, part of it is like,
imagine how much my cell phone would have been blown up had we have had cell phones back then. Yeah. At least you had that option of making the phone call from the hotel and then going to do whatever you needed to do, and you couldn't be found.
Right. Yeah. There's no GPS. There's no find my iPhone or whatever. There's no, you know, there's so many self, you know, like, I know we have one for my father-in-law because he's always hunting up in the woods and stuff. We have them things where you can see, okay, there he is, we can track him, that kind of thing. Can you imagine if that would have existed back in the day, bro? Would have been difficult. So
thank God. The camera, some bitches, I'd have gotten in trouble.
I know.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Not just with the ride or die, but you know, that's crazy. But that's my final gift to you.
Hey, that was a great one. So out of our top 10 Christmas gift ideas for pro wrestlers, we've given you 20, kids.
Yeah.
And if you're a pro wrestler, just listen to this. I mean, seriously, listen to Wolfie's. Maybe mine is just no-brainer stuff, and that's good. But with Wolfie's, there's time-tested, you know.
There's substance in my presence, by God.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. So before we all go back to our families, is what we should all do, that are lucky enough to have them. I know we got to do Ask Wolfie, but I'm going to do something today. I'm giving you one question. Okay. I'm not doing the whole you can make three wishes thing. You know, we're doing one question. All right. And we're all going to have a Merry Christmas and go back to our family. So we're going to take a break. And I'm giving you one wish. One question, Jimmy. One question. What is it called?
Ask Wolfie Anything.
Once.
DJ, hit the music. Ask Wolfie Anything. Whoa. 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 All right, we are back with Ask Wolfie D. Any one question?
Any one question.
Yeah, so anyway, this is a super simple one. It's Christmas. We're not going to make this difficult.
For some reason, I just feel like you say it's going to be simple, but they never are. But go ahead.
Okay, it's one simple question. It is from Jake the Third on Twitter. He asks one question. He says, Wolfie D, what was your favorite Christmas gift you received as a kid?
Hmm. Now you're making me go way back into memory banks. Because I'm not going to lie to you, man. As a kid, I had some really good Christmases. They took care of me on that end.
Yeah.
As far as toys and all that kind of stuff. We talked about some of this earlier. I had all the He-Man. I had G.I. Joe. I had Transformers. And that's when all that was big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And my little sneaky ass, you know, I would go in there and peel the tape back. I peeked at my presents. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think of one specific present. Oh, man. God. I loved them all so much. Integrated my guys, the men would play with the Transformers and shit.
Of course.
Okay, and this is gonna be weird, and I can't remember the name of it, so I don't know if I should use that. Crossbows and Catapults.
Oh, dude, yes, I love that game, bro. That
was so freaking fun.
Oh my god,
shit out of that. Yes. And I'll tell you another one that me and my buddy used to play because he bought a set too. Robotics, where you built the dinosaur robots.
Yeah,
Catapults, man, was a classic, and I don't think a lot of people really even know what that is, but if you don't, look it up. It was cool as shit.
Dude, my brother and I played that so much. We would integrate our action figures into it. Bro, I'm serious. Crossbows. I just recently looked that up and sent my brother a picture of it. I was like, man, this is what I want for Christmas. Because, dude, that game was dope. What you did is you set up on either side, and if you had another person, you would have, and you would build yourself your castle, right? And you
out
had
of these little plastic blocks.
Blocks, yeah.
Bricks.
And it had little intricate details to it. And then each of you had crossbows and you had catapults and you had these balls and you would shoot them over.
Well, remember, they were like, they weren't really, they were circles, but they were somewhat
like rocks.
Were they not like token looking things or something?
Yes, that's it. Tokens.
Yeah, kind of flat. They were thick like a tire. They looked like a tire. Thank you.
Yeah, they had to shoot out of the arrows, too. So, yeah, that's a great point. Dude, great game, man. I love that.
Shoot it up in the air and try to crash into their shit and bust the tower up.
Yes. Oh, bro, I love that.
And it had did you have the big Mantar? He put the token on top of his head, bend it back, click, and he shoot it off his head.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then you had your little mat that kind of had, like, you built it on. And, man, I just love that game. Thank you for bringing that up. Thank you for that question. So my favorite, since he didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you anyway, was my...
Oh, he's, like, jumping in on my questions, man.
Yeah, I do. This is just because you brought it up. So, Thank you for Christmas, Wolfie. Yes, my brother and I, from my Aunt Jeanette. Now, of course, my brother would probably say that in Nintendo he got the original Nintendo, or I might say something else, you know, cool. But what I would say my favorite that we received, especially with wrestling, was the two Road Warrior Remco figures and the wrestling ring. We got that 1 year from our Aunt Jeanette, who's passed away now. Anyway, long story short, that's been one of my favorite Christmas gifts ever. But I'm pretty sure we got Crossbows and Catapults 1 year too, and I love that game so much. I want to go get it right now, bro.
No, I'd play it with you.
Dude. I would play it right now from Somerset to Charlotte.
I sent you that Rumble Slam game that I
just saw. Yeah.
Extremely cool too. I think I would play that. And like, I don't really play a lot of board games, but that's more interactive board game, I guess you would call it. I don't know. There's action to it or something. But I would play that, I think. I don't know if you really looked into the characters, and I'm not sure whether you have to paint them yourself or not. That was kind of like, fuck, man, because they're little and my hands don't stay that steady no more. But that looks fun, man. I'd play that one too.
Dude, I don't want to tell you anything, but I've sent feelers out to them about something. So anyway, dot your fingers, cross your eyes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe we'll hear more about them in the future, we hope. So anyway, long story short, though, seriously, buy Wolfie Rumble Fighters for Christmas. Somebody, Rumble Slam too. Buy him that one too. Buy them both. Rumble Fighters. If you can't find it, look harder. But Rumble Slam is out there too. So anyway,
I have a special request, Mr. DJ.
What's up?
I want to end today's show with my favorite Christmas song. I'm not going to sing it. I would like for you to play it for the people. Is that possible?
Absolutely can. Yes, sir.
It needs to be rocking around
the Christmas tree, have a happy hunting.
And I did sing it. I said I wasn't going to, but I did. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Brenda Lee, gotta love her. Something about it just gives me such a nostalgia, just makes me actually enjoy life.
It just makes you want to like dance a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
A little white dude dance, you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Merry Christmas, Wolfie. Have a good one with your family.
You too,
buddy. Love y'all, listeners.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you all have a happy new year. But we'll see you again next week. So we'll talk about that, too, I reckon. But we're gonna get out of here with some rocking around the Christmas tree.
DJ, hit the music.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Give Me Back My Pro Wrestling, the podcast that's based on the old school but can still help you find the good stuff from today. Jimmy Street and the Plastic Sheik, Jared, are the undisputed tag team champions of the wrestling podcast world. From thought-provoking topics to superstar interviews to action figure expertise, this team does it all. And all they ask is, give me back my pro wrestling! Every other Thursday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
That's right, it's the talk of Middle Tennessee, the channel you love to hate and the channel you hate to love. It's Brian Turner from Brian Turner's VHS Rehab. And if you're looking for matches from Wolfie D to Jerry Lawler to Dusty Rhodes and the team that put a pimp before your eyes and a goatee between your thighs, Boudica and Athena, go to LostWrestling.com. See, I made it easy for you. Brian Turner's VHS Rehab. Booyah!
Join me, Gene Jackson, for the Jackson Interaction Podcast, where I'll be doing one-on-one interviews with people from the world of professional wrestling, as well as stand-up comedy. You can get them anywhere podcasts are available in both video and audio form, but you can find them all at GeneJacksonPod.com.
So that was another great episode. Hey, Wolfie, tell them where they can find you on social media.
Jimmy, they can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. I'm just kidding.
They can find me on Facebook. My personal page is Warren Wolf, W-O-L-F-E. I'm on Instagram, at WarrenWolf13. You can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, at LiveWolfieD. Here's the thing. Wolfie always has offers for his autographed photos. He has a selection of some awesome photos from throughout his career that he will autograph and personalize any way that you want him to. Just contact him either directly at his personal Facebook page or through any one of our other pages, and we'll make sure you get in contact directly with Wolfie. Get those photos, right, Wolfie?
Yeah, I've got some good stuff on there, you know, to help with the podcast.
Folks, if you can't get out to a show to meet Wolfie D, there's nothing like that, especially for the fans of PG-13 and Wolfie D. And before we go, you can always find me, your host, Jimmy Street, at James Rock Street on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube.
And hey, Jimmy, before we go real quick, I just want to add in there, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate, first of all, the work you've done for this podcast. You have worked your butt off. Secondly, the people that are liking the page. Beyond that, even more, is the people that are listening. And we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and remember, guys, the podcast drops a new episode every Monday at noon, and our past episodes are streaming now on demand on all major podcast formats. Thanks again.
I got a cap for your dome.
He got a cap for your dome.
I got a cap for your dome.
He got a cap for your dome.
And here we go. The original white boy that came out sagging, not bragging, don't be hating, cause I'm spitting the truth. Still livin' in color. Plum rush your mother. Utilize a hubcap. I'm like any other. Back in the day, I was N-O-D, and I was P to the G, plus the 1 and the 3. In case you forgot, they call me Wolfie D. Been cloned and copied so many times. Tired of suckers taking credit for what is mine. You know who you are, without me name dropping. Wrestling's first white boy coming out hip-hopping. Been doing it like this since 92. Laid low for a while when you thought I was through. Listen real close to these rhymes that I've injected. This shit's so sick it makes your ears get infected. Mad skills, no faking, there is no one great. Cause I'm bringing more folks than Obi-Wan or Vader. Not here to play games, so you better beware. You don't like me, so what?
I really don't care.
Like time I keep ticking and I can't be stopped. You suck a step to the side unless you wanna get dropped. When I finish, I'll straight knock you out. Please allow me to tell you what it's all about. Gonna wind it up, then I'm driving it home. It's Wolfie D, baby. Huh. I got a cap for your dome.
I got a cap for your dome.
We got a cap for your dome. We got a cap for your dome.
This has been a James Rock Street production.